through enhanced revenue mobilization and trade facilitation. To achieve this, our strategy is anchored on four strategic pillars and their respective key results areas. Number one, tax compliance for enhanced revenue collection. Number two, customer focus and collaboration. Satisfied and knowledgeable taxpayers. Number three, process efficiency for simplified, efficient and reliable business systems. And lastly, right people for committed, competent and high-performing workforce.
President Hidrama heals women's resilience amid challenges they face. In global news, South Africa launches mass vaccination campaign as it battles FMD in Texas. With the news in detail, my name is Mutari Malone. A 27-year-old soldier, Private Innocent Soko, stationed at Apollo Military Camp in Lusaka, has died from a suspected self-inflicted gunshot wound. Zambia police spokesperson Godfrey Chilavi has confirmed the incident, which occurred on March 5, 2026, around 07 hours at the deceased residence within Old Apollo Military Camp in Lusaka West. Mr. Chilavi says preliminary investigations indicate that Soko was on guard duty from 18 hours on March 4, 2026 until 06 hours on March 5, 2026 and after completing his duty, he returned to his residence where he allegedly set fire to some of his clothes before shooting himself with a military-issued firearm. He says police officers visited the scene and the body was found with a gunshot wound to the head, with the firearm suspected to have been used recovered beside the body. Mr. Chilavi further said initial findings suggest that the matter may be a case of suicide, but investigations are ongoing to determine the exact circumstances surrounding the incident.
After completing his duty, he returns to his residence where it is alleged that he set fire to some of his clothes before shooting himself with a military-issued firearm. Police officers visited the scene and conducted preliminary investigations. The body of the deceased was found with a gunshot wound to the head and the firearm. Suspect of the news in the incident was recovered beside the body. Initial findings suggest that the matter may be a case of suicide. However, investigations are ongoing to determine the exact circumstances surrounding the incident. The body was later taken to the Investigation Hospital mortuary, where it is awaiting a post-mortem examination and burial arrangements.
President Hakainde Hichilema says the resilience demonstrated by women and girls in the country, despite the many adversities they face, calls for greater recognition and celebration. Speaking in Lusaka this afternoon during this year's International Women's Day commemoration, held under the theme, Right, Justice, Action for All Women and Girls, President Hichilema says this is why government will continue implementing reforms and actions aimed at enhancing the role of women in society. He said government remains committed to advancing women's participation in leadership roles, citing examples such as Speaker of the National Assembly Nelly Muti, Secondary Deputy Speaker Achakta Chisangano, and Vice President Mtalena Lumango, among others. President Hichilema adds that the passage of the widely debated Bill 7 has strengthened women's representation in leadership positions not only in Parliament, but across governance structures, regardless of which government is in power. And the head of state has warned men against discriminating against women or taking advantage of young girls, saying those found wanting risk facing the full wrath of the law. NGOCC chairperson Beauty Katebe said the country can no longer ignore the barriers women face in politics and called on political parties to adopt more women candidates in order to increase women's participation in political leadership.
Let us make Zambia the land where women no longer fight for a seat at the table, but sit there because they belong. True inclusion does not mean a name on a ballot paper. It means trust. It is a well-known fact that politics in Zambia are regional, when in fact they are not supposed to be. However, since this is the status quo and we are in an election year, we request that women are placed in constituencies where political parties have a sure win.
Meanwhile, Tourism Minister Rodney Sikumba has emphasized the importance of women's participation in decision-making for the growth of the tourism sector. Speaking at this year's Women's Day commemoration in Livingston, Mr. Sikumba noted that the country has made significant strides in implementing gender-responsive laws, policies and programs. The minister also noted that tourism and trade can thrive when women are fully involved in decision-making, underscoring the need for increased participation of women in the sector.
When a woman in Livingston rises, Livingston rises. When girls are protected and educated, Zambia's future is secure. Let this commemoration not end as an event, but begin as a renewed action.
Energy consultant Dr. Johnstone Chikwanda is warning of an unfolding fuel crisis in Zambia due to the war between the US, Israel and Iran, which is disrupting oil supplies from the Persian Gulf market. Dr. Chikwanda notes that the crisis could lead to increased fuel prices, inflation and economic hardships, but also presents opportunities for Zambia to invest in alternative fuel sources and diversify its fuel supply routes. He recalls Zambia's experience with the electricity crisis in 2024-2025, which prompted the country to invest in alternative energy sources and build national resilience. Dr. Chikwanda therefore suggests that Zambia can similarly invest in unfolding fuel crisis well by accelerating route diversification, biofuel rollout, electric vehicle industry development, oil exploration, building strategic petroleum reserves and waiving taxes on fuel as a possible immediate policy of innovation. He has told Phoenix News that there is need for Zambia to reduce its reliance on the Persian Gulf market and develop its own oil reserves, citing the example of the Tazama pipeline built in the 1960s during the fuel crisis, which was triggered after the fuel route through modern-day Zimbabwe was cut due to liberalization wars in the region.
It's not the first time that Zambia is going to face a fuel crisis. It's that dawns upon us quite often in the Arab Gulf market. Zambia has faced a number of fuel crises before. In the 1960s, we were getting our fuel using the southern route via modern-day Zimbabwe, and because of the liberation wars, the route was cut out and we couldn't have any access to fuel. Fuel was being airlifted into Zambia. The administration at that particular time embarked on a humongous project of reconstructing building the Tanzania.